We're going to talk today about God's heart toward children. It's pretty fascinating. Little study this week, and I found some things that are just fascinating to me. So where do we look for truth? Truth is found where? God's truth, right? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. So we know that truth was established by God and written by God. So if you want to know the heart of God toward any matter, then you search truth, right? Okay. Have you ever wondered about the heart of God toward children? They're fragile. They're seemingly helpless little humans. Words are important because words have meaning. Learned that from my beloved wife. Words are important. So this word called child is fascinating in Scripture. I looked up prayer. How important is prayer? What do you think God's heart toward prayer would be? It'd be pretty important, right? How many times in Scripture is prayer mentioned? What do you think? 394. Pretty important. How important to God is love? God is love, right? So how important is love? And how many times did He mention love in the Scripture? What do you think? How many? 1,200? 700? High. 504. 504 times He mentioned love. So prayer, 394, love, 504, forgive. Kind of the essence of the Christian faith, yes, forgiving. How many times is forgive in Scripture? 615. Way high, Eric, come on. 550. 430. 430, high. 250, way high. 102. 102. How many times is child mentioned in Scripture? Way low, dude. You were shooting high for a long time. Now you're low. Way low. Ooh, 1250 is close. 1,366. Child. Let's add children to it. You get another 1,195. Infant, seven times. That would include that. Okay, so those three words added up. I did my math on the back. I needed. Didn't have my calculator. 2,568 times. Fascinating. That is fascinating to me. That is mentioned that many times in the Bible. So does God want us to learn something about this phrase, child, children, infant? I think so. Genesis 1:28. God blessed Adam and Eve and said to them, could we have a Wendemuller finish that? Be fruitful and multiply, yes. If you need leaders in this cause, you ask Steve Wendemuller, he will instruct you on how this all works. They get this, 26 grandchildren, 25, that is awesome. Here I thought I was a leader and we have 12. So that is an amazing heritage. God is saying, look, I have these amazing blessings for you. And I want for you to go into the earth. I want you to multiply so that the earth will be filled with my glory. Do you see what God desires? Is not only the blessing of children and the joy that it brings. It brings a lot of joy. Children bring great joy. But he's saying it's the next generation that will show the world that I am and can point to me as the one who came to give life and give it abundantly, right? That's going to be through our children. Do you know what's happening in the world today when it comes to children? Do you know what China's doing? You can only have one child, and then after that you have to pay fines? Do you know what's happening in the UK? Do you know what the birth rate is there? 1.4 among the people of the UK. Do you know that they're losing their society year by year? Do you know that the Muslims that live there, do you know how many children they have? 8.4. Do you know that in 30 years, the UK and Europe will no longer be the society that it is currently? It won't. The society is taking over because of the children. Do you see what's happening? Do you see what happens when we don't follow God's plan? And the USA is kind of following suit, it would seem, with the UK. By the way, the UK churches are closed, most of them. Guess who's taking them over? Muslims. So, we have an amazing opportunity to know God at a very precious, deep level through what and how? Through the children. I remember every one of our children born, everyone. We had 7 daughters. I have a little joke that goes along with that. Now you know why I'm a man in prayer ministry. You have 7 daughters. You try it. You will pray a lot. Every one of those births, I wept. I wept at the miracle of a child. It's an absolute miracle, yes? I wept. I could not contain my joy and the hope that that child would bring. And this morning, we had the wonderful opportunity to have 4 of our granddaughters. We did a sleepover last night, didn't we, girls? And did we have fun? We did have fun. What did we do last night? Painted our nails. Todd, you should have been there. Quarterbacks paint their nails, I think. Painted their nails. We watched movies. We had a blast. Just being around. Just hanging out. And children bring amazing amounts of joy. And it's so simple. It's simple joy. Just simple, simple, simple joy. We have some fun things that we do with the grandkids, don't we, Evie? What does Grandpa do? How about horsey ride? Do you like horsey rides? You want to show them how we do a horsey ride? I got candy. How about any child want to see what a horsey ride is? I have candy. I'm bribing right now. I'm not above a bribe. You want to do it, Evie? Come here. Come here, Evie. Okay, I got candy. I knew it was going to take this. You come here. Come here. This is how simple life can be. Okay, you get on that horsey right there. Okay, this is how simple it can be. You like it? You ready? Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Johnny, 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 Johnny. Whoops, Johnny, Johnny. Whoop, 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 whoops, Johnny, Johnny. Right? Okay, how about this one? Okay, all you have to do is say, ah. Ah. Louder. That's how simple. Now watch, she can sing beautiful opera. Watch this. Just go, ah. see how simple it is? Now let's do this one. Ready? Why do you tickle yourself? I don't know why you do that. Why do you do that? Johnny, Johnny. Okay, you get to pick your candy. That wasn't so bad, was it? All right. Which one you want? Take your pick. Okay, next victim. Todd? Anybody else? One more. I need one more. How about you? You want to volunteer? No? I got a bribe. Oh, there. Okay, you come on up. All right, this is real simple. This is real simple. Okay, this is what I do this in Africa all the time with all the kids. Ready? You got to give me five. Way up high, way down low, you're too slow. Ha! Let's try it again. Give me five. Up high, down low, too slow. Give me five. Up high, down low, too slow. One more. Give me five. Up high, down low. Got me. All right. Which one you want? Wonderful. All right. What do children bring? Joy. Joy. What are the first three fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, and peace. Is God not among us? Through who? The child. Do you know Dr. James Wilder is a good friend of mine? He does trauma recovery worldwide for some of the most traumatically abused people in the world. In Africa, where we are in charge of over 5,000 orphan children, half of the children have been abused. The girls. By witch doctors. And they've been very traumatized. And here's what Dr. James Wilder said. If you can bring a person to joy, the trauma that they have lived their whole life, you can create new neural pathways in the mind for joy and love to be recreated. Yes? Well, you just experienced it today. You saw how simple it is. This is the importance of children among us. You want to change a room of adults? You want to see adults get really goofy? Bring a baby in. And adults get weird, don't they? Oh, so cute. And they start, they goo goo gaga. It's all that little teeny, they just bring amazing joy. And then that little baby at some point will smile. And God is pouring through that little being to us. Yes? Let's listen to some scripture about children and child. Let's see what God has to say. For us, unto us a child is born. And unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace will have no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order and establish with judgment and justice from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will perform this. Who are we talking about? What child? Jesus Christ. So get a hold of this. The great I am, who said that let there be the heavens. And in a split microsecond, there's a billion galaxies. You can't even comprehend the massness and how huge this is. This is how much power and glory he has. And he says, let there be light, and there is. And let there be the earth, and there is. And let there be animals, and there are. And that God chose what? He chose to come as a what? As a child. That one chose to become a child upon whose government he will shoulder. What's his name?
Yeshua.
Yeshua was his name, the Hebrew name for Jesus. Very important, because the name Yeshua means salvation. So whenever you called for Jesus, you called for salvation. Salvation has come. Who actually came to give glory and praise that this child had been born? Who was it that first announced? It was the angels. The angels of God announced the child. The I Am who was coming among us. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. Truth says a child is very important, and he comes very weak and humble so that we can understand and have an intercessor and a high priest who has done it all. Yes? Was Yeshua, was Jesus, did he have lots of troubles? Yes? Did he have lots of trouble even as a child, as an infant? Do you know that he was hunted by Herod his first year of life? And the angels of the Lord had to protect him and warn Joseph and Mary to run to Egypt because he was being hunted. Just because we're children of God doesn't mean that somehow we escape evil. I want you to hear that again. Just because we're children of God doesn't mean that we escape evil. Think of the first family. We have Adam and Eve. We have Cain and Abel. Do we have a dysfunctional family? Yes, we do. We have a highly dysfunctional family. If you think of it this way, God is the parent, yes? He has Adam and Eve. How'd that work out? That was a fail. You have Cain and Abel, and Cain kills Abel. We have a 75% dysfunction rate. And Abel's dead. It looks like a total fail. But it's not. Because for every claim of God, there's a counterclaim of Satan. Yes? Did God make a way for Adam and Eve after they had blown it, after they had failed? Yes, he did. How did he make a way? What was the way that he provided? How did he make a way to atone for the sin they had committed and they could be restored in fellowship with God the Father? What was that? Do you remember? It was a robe of skin. What does that have to do with a child? It has a lot to do with a child, because here's what God said to Satan. Because you have done this and because you have deceived Eve, you're going to crawl on your belly. And by the way, my seed, my child, will crush you. I promise. My child's coming. My seed's coming. And the seed that I put in Mary will smash you and will destroy you. I promise. And when God cut that robe of skin for Adam and Eve, that signified the blood of the Lamb, atonement. And they were covered over, yes? The importance of a child. Critically important. Because without the child named Yeshua, you and I have no provision to be reunited with God. And because of him, we can be reunited. A few other mentions of children in Scripture. This is Yeshua, Jesus, and he's delivering his messages to the people. And here's what he says. And they brought infants to Jesus that he might even touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. They rebuked the parents sending their kids. But Jesus called to him and he said, "Let those little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for such is my kingdom. And I say to you, who does not receive the kingdom of God as this little child will by no means enter it." What was Jesus saying? What was he saying? How do you get salvation? Through information or transformation? Transformation. Theology will not save you. Believing the theology and doing it is an act of faith that saves you. Our brother had such love that he left his home and he acted on behalf of the poor children. Yes? That's a man of faith. He's applying the information that he knows to care for orphans and widows in distress, and he's doing something about it. Yes? That's active. That's a man of God who was compelled to act on behalf of children. Why? Why is he compelled to do that? What burns in him? Love. And why would he love? Because Jesus, this Jesus, would send his what? His Holy Spirit to fill us so that we could act and be like Jesus, who welcomed all the little children, yes? So this heart toward children is huge. We have to have a heart toward children. And we have to understand the importance that they're our next generation, they're our future, and they are going to fill the earth with the glory of God because of what they know and who they are and what they do for our communities, and not only for the communities, but for the world, yes? What an amazing opportunity we have as parents to watch a miracle take place and then give the opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission. What's the Great Commission? Go make disciples. It's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission. Let's do this. Let's go make disciples of Jesus who hear and obey. How do you get a strong house in Scripture? Those who hear the word and do the word, their house is on a rock, right? Those who hear the word and don't do the word, those are foolish builders. Their houses will collapse. So all we have to do as parents is humbly walk with God, with our children, learning truth and doing truth. It's very simple. This isn't rocket science. This is simple. And if we are intentional about this and we're aware of what blesses the heart of God, then we will be intentional like he is to walk in his ways to understand what is important to him. Children are very, very important to God. So let's invest in that generation. Even if they're not our children, we have a mandate to invest in children that don't even have parents. Psalms 27:10. If your mother and father forsake you, I will receive you. What? God is saying there's going to be parents who are not able to take care of their children for some reason. He knew that. And he says, when your mom and dad fail, I will step in the gap and I will be your papa. What a beautiful promise. Psalm 68, verse 5. He's a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows in his holy habitation. He will set the lonely in families. You want to be blessed? Adopt a child. Foster a kid. There's blessing in that. Can there be troubles? Yes, there can be troubles. But this is the very heart of God. Infants. What about infants? Out of the mouths and babies and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Matthew 21, verse 16. Can you tell me at a time when an infant was actually ecstatic? A preborn. Was there any mention in Scripture where an unborn child was so filled with joy that he leapt with joy? And who would that be? John the Baptist was in his mother's womb leaping for joy at the presence of Yeshua. Thank God he wasn't born in America. Because we might have put pressure on Mary to take care of business, like we've done with 61 million. That'll tell you how twisted we are as a generation. America is not okay if it thinks it can kill unborn children being knit by God. Yes? Do you see how heinous this is? This is God's handiwork as he's knitting the child, and then we say we have a right to murder. That is absolute, that is heinous to even think it, and we do it. But that's how cold we have become as a culture. So we have to, we the body of Christ, have to make known that this is wrong, and we're going to show the world how to do it a totally different way. Yes? Let's live that way, in such a way that we actually are involved with those mothers that might be considering a divorce. Let's take them in. Let's give them hope. Let's give them a future. Let's say, we'll take that baby. We'll take it. 25 years ago, I was in a prayer room with a whole bunch of ragamuffins. We're just no pastor there. It's just a bunch of us, men and women, just praying. I knock on the door. Woman comes in to cry, just to weep. Why was she weeping? For 10 years, she had tried to have a child. And for 10 years, she tried and tried and tried. And that was the day that she went to her doctor, and the doctor says, I am done. You are a barren woman. It's over. And so the woman came in to weep. So all she did is came in to cry. And so we let her cry for a good half hour. And then somebody spoke up and said, you know, this is a prayer team. This is a prayer group. Shouldn't we pray? That's a novel idea. And so we sat the woman down in the chair, and we got around and we prayed. And we prayed for a miracle. We said, God, you're the God of miracles. We know that. We know you can do something that is beyond our comprehension. And we laid hands on her and we said, God, would you do something that is extra special for this one right here? And she was a weeping. Everyone was crying. I didn't admit that, Todd. We're all teary-eyed. And she left there with a little bit of hope. And we didn't see her for another several months. Until on a Wednesday night, the door, there's no knock on the door this time. Boom, it busted open, and there she was. She says, you will not believe. We're like, we're listening. She said, I've been, my husband and I have been working with Bethany to adopt. She said, this is what just happened this week. She says, Bethany Christian Services had a girl that was pregnant who said to the counselor, if you can find me a barren woman who can prove it, that baby, I want to go to that woman. Because that mother will love my baby more than any other mother. And so Bethany got in touch with this woman. She had to go to her doctor, who would sign the letter, she is barren, and bring it back to Bethany. And they stamped the adoption papers on Monday. Guess where she was going Tuesday morning? She went to the OB Tuesday morning, and guess what? She was pregnant. She was pregnant signing the papers on Monday. And then she sat in front of our church 9 months later or so, and she sat with these two babies, and she says, I have a testimony. I got to meet those kids about 6 months ago. We had an event at Heritage Christian Reformed Church. I got to meet those two kids, and I says, I am so excited to meet you guys. They're grown adults now, but I says, amazing. And I told the story about their mother, and they said, Mom, you really didn't explain it that way. I said, it was a miracle. Fun. A fun miracle, but do you see what God can do when your heart is turned toward him when it comes to these things with babies and infants? And taking, getting the heart of God and saying, this is so important and I want to invest my life in this. How much time do I got? Oh, we're done. We're done. I haven't even started. Honey, you want me to keep going? No. All right. We'll end with this. Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And the disciples came to Jesus and they said, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called up a little child, and he placed the child among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like this little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowest position of this child is the greatest in heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." You want to have a direct connect with God that just is something that you've never experienced before? You want to have that? Go care for kids who are broken or poor and have no hope. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. This man understands it. That's why he's traveled here twice. He knows. It's that important. So it's kind of like, okay, let's get a hold of this reality. When we're caring for a child who has no hope and no future, we are actually caring for Jesus Christ himself. And hear the words of Jesus. It's John 14, 15, 16, 17. Read it. He's going to die the next day. He's got important things to say. But here's what he says. "If you love me, you will obey me. And if you obey me, then I and the Father and the Holy Spirit will reveal ourselves to you. If you obey me." If. That's an if. So, take God up on his challenge. And start caring for these little ones. And in doing so, you will get to know God at a level you have never even dreamed of. And the glory of God will fill not only your house, but it's going to fill the earth with his glory. Amen? All right. I'm done. Todd, here's your treat. Thank you.